the closed forest, Christ appeared to me in several forms. 1, 2, 3, 4, swastika, I'm told. On the cliffs of Moher, I walk with Mary behind the eyes of his innocence or guile. The young old man talks of the brittle walls that held his son. Pinion, pinion, pinioned. Mary walks on the cliffs, but not on water.
Williamston, North Carolina, is, at first glance, just another Carolina Telephone step with a small local calling area.
Yes, can you tell me what other towns or exchanges can I call locally?
798 and 795.
Thank you.
But there are a lot of things about this particular office that are kind of interesting to appreciate if you listen carefully. For one thing, this tone plant is not usually found in Carolina Telephone. It sounds really more like GTE, actually. I'm going to dial a local vacant level on this second selector. As soon as I cut into the vacant level, you'll hear a ringtone which comes from the intercept trunk. The ringtone goes until the recording gets around to the beginning. And then I'm going to dial on top of the recording a couple of times, and each time I do that, it's going to reset to the ring. Eventually, I will let the recording play to the end, and at that point, the trunk equipment will dump us back to a dial tone. This feature of having the recording go back to a ring whenever it gets a dial pulse is set up that way because you're going to get this on a vacant level, and that happens sometimes on the first, second, third, or fourth digit of the phone number. Well, you can't expect the customer to necessarily be listening while he's dialing, especially from the older days when you had those 300 series phones that made clicks so loudly in your ear that you'd get ear damage if you listened while you were dialing. Anyway, you hit the vacant level before you're finished dialing a complete number, and so they want to make sure that if you do dial all seven digits, you will hear the recording play from the beginning. So every time you dial a digit, it goes back to the ring, and then when the recording gets around to the beginning of the recording, it cuts it through so you hear it. And then at the end of the recording, it either stops or drops you back to dial tone in this case. Now, if that recording sounded a little familiar, it should.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Because we just heard it in Vanceboro.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Not only is it the same woman, it's the same tape of her saying it. But it's obviously not the same announcement machine. The Vanceboro one was clearer. So they've actually standardized this tape, at least for this small region. That's surprising. I mean, usually when a phone company takes a voice and makes copies of it to go all over their network, it has a little more flair than that. Some examples would be...
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial operator.
Please stay on the line and the operator will answer.
Please be sure you have the right number in mind.
Please be sure you have checked the telephone directory for the right number and are dialing correctly.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Okay, well, there's a good aesthetic sense. All right, well, anyway. Now, if you listen to me going to these independent places in the South a lot, you'll hear me calling the vacant level through the callback circuit, and it sounds really weird if you don't know what's going on. But basically, the callback circuit is a switching train that is used to ring party lines or to ring your own phone. You reach it on a one- or two-digit code. Well, in Wilson, North Carolina, it's a three-digit code. And then you're supposed to dial the seven-digit number. While you're dialing that seven-digit number, you're actually on a switching train and the call is starting to progress. But if you hit a vacant level, of course, you're going to hear the ring of the vacant level trunk through the callback circuit. Then if the recording starts up and you keep dialing, each digit is going to put the vacant level trunk back in ringtone mode. Now, of course, through the callback circuit, you can only dial 6 digits before it stops passing them along. And then when you get to the 7th digit, it superimposes a reorder. You'll notice also that this particular payphone picks up a lot of radio stations, and you'll be hearing that on this tape a lot.
We're sorry.
The reorder tone you heard there is not a real reorder because it's just the tone coming from the callback circuit, a special piece of equipment used for party lines and testing. The real reorder is what you get on the 11th terminal of any of the levels of the selectors in this office. And here's an example of that from one of the second selectors. I dial 1 digit, and that cuts into a second selector. Then I dial another digit, and it is blocked. Hear it shooting over to the 11th terminal there. That just means all the trunks are busy, or the selector is a digit absorbing selector and it's just refusing to cut in on that level because I didn't dial some other absorbed digit first before dialing the digit where I got blocked. The busy signal here is actually kind of unique. I don't know that there are any other places that have a busy quite like this one. Here I'm going to call my own number. You may notice callers coming in on the busy signal, which for an independent company is unusual because most independent busy signals are not talkable. That is such a nice, organic sound. It even has the ring leaking through there. It's really amazing how transparent the old network was. Now, another place where you get that busy signal is if you dial 1 to get into the CAMA equipment. It is an SATT system by AE, Stroger Automatic Toll Ticketing. And then you dial a disallowed 3-digit code. That would include all codes beginning with 0 and 1, including valid ones like 063, the routing code for Greenville. Believe me, I tried it. In the process of trying all these codes, I got to hear some subtle clicks and hums that the Stroger automatic toll ticketing system makes when you're dialing the 3-digit code. Now, they all ended up on a busy because they were disallowed, but each call is slightly different. For example, here's a call where you get to hear all the details very clearly. I dial 1, that puts me into the CAMA trunk. Then the next digit, the hum gets louder, and you hear a sort of rotary switch operating in the background. The second digit of the 3-digit code takes the hum off the line, and you hear a sound very much like a selector absorbing. And then the 3rd digit causes the system to look at the code and dump us to the busy. Here's another example where the hum on the line and the rotary switch sound are not quite so prominent. And here's a third example where when the hum comes on the line, this payphone starts picking up radio stations even more than it was before. Then on the next digit, when the hum goes off, the level of the radio station pickup goes down again. I don't quite understand why that is, but I guess the phone, which is certainly the source of the radio stations, actually detects them more if something in the CO is grounding the line. I guess that's the ground clip to its antenna. Maybe my head is the antenna, I don't know. Now, I could have tried holding my arms at different angles to see if that improved or worsened reception, but I just didn't think of that at the time. So what happens if you dial 1 plus a complete, valid, allowed long-distance number? Well, you may have noticed that this payphone, every time I pick it up, gives me a dial tone before the dial tone. That tone is actually louder than the dial tone itself. And that's the class of service tone which the operator will hear shortly after she answers. Now, when she first answers and asks for my number, you'll hear that tone used as the signal that a call is coming in. That just goes beep beep. But then shortly after that, you'll hear the class of service tone coming on.
Direct from a coin phone. You have to dial 0 and place your call with her.
Oh, okay, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that had so many nice organic phone sounds in it that it hardly bothers me that that was an example of being cut off from the toll network. And speaking of being restricted, Williamston also has one of those mystery codes, which when you dial it, suddenly a busy signal comes on out of nowhere. We saw the same thing in Washington, North Carolina, and I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but if you're calling from the right kind of phone and you dial that prefix digit, you can then dial a toll number and access the network in a non-ticketing way, but not here. From Williamston, there are two, count them, two, local calling area prefixes that can be dialed without a one first. Hey, it's Carolina Telephone. That's pretty good. Anyway, those two are Robersonville, 795, and Hamilton, 798. Now, of course, the day that I recorded this, I was on my way to the Elizabeth City area, so I wasn't that interested in these exchanges. I wanted to get to the place where it was fascinating, and I was really chomping at the bit, so I didn't record a lot of this, but here are two calls to Robersonville. The first one rings, and the second one goes to a vacant level.
sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
All right, now two calls to Hamilton. On the first call, I dial a quadruple ringing number, and you can hear the tone plant is not operating correctly. One of the ring bursts is kind of messed up, but that's okay. By the time this call was made in 1977, there were probably no party lines that required a quadruple ring, though the equipment was still there. This next call to Hamilton goes to a ringing number, which after one ring I reset, and then I dial a vacant level. The word reset in this case means that I do a long flash, which causes the trunk to again become ready for a new call without actually my being disconnected from it. Another copy of that same tape. I think it's taking over.
We're sorry.
Yikes. Don't get me wrong, she sounds like a nice girl and everything, but I'd hate to see that kind of announcing style become the normal way of doing recordings. Well, anyway, the next call I'm going to do is to one of the service codes in Williamston. Repair services. Oh, never mind. Let's just call directory assistance, the 511 code, which I think is a test board, and repair service, 611. And these are, of course, reached by dialing, you guessed it, a prefix digit first, 6, and then 411, 511, and 611.
Hello?
Bridge assistance.
Oh, sorry, got you by mistake. Bye-bye.
Service, may I help you? Hello?
A repair service?
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, I didn't, got you by mistake. Thank you.
Now that was weird. The radio station really did get softer when she hung up. It seems as if things in the CO do affect how much the phone picks up the radio station. The other factor seems to be the angle I'm standing at. Well, you'll notice that repair service was able to hold me up, so I had to say, oh, hello, I got you by mistake, goodbye. You wouldn't hold me up, would you? Carolina Telephone does that. I noticed this first in Greenville, and I don't know what they were thinking. I do know that back in those days, there were a lot of troubles that had to do with telephones themselves breaking down. I know in the Bell system they had CBH can't be heard, you know, as if that were a common pattern for the mouthpiece to go. So maybe having repair hold the customer up if it needed to was for if somebody had a CBH, you know, they'd call repair over and over, and after two or three silent calls, repair service says, whoever you are, we can't hear you, but we'll find out, and then they leave their phone off the hook and trace the call. Well, that's my best guess as to why repair would hold up like an operator. Were calls really traced in those days? Absolutely. Just not very often. Let's do one last thing, and that is to call Carolina Telephone in such a way that they could not hold me up, even if normally they could. I'm going to dial the business office number through the callback circuit. The exchange here is 792, and you don't have to dial the 7 or the 9. So if I dial one digit to get into the callback circuit and then just dial the last 5 digits of a phone number, it will start ringing by way of the callback circuit. Now, this being Carolina Telephone, if a normal subscriber answers, the callback circuit will cut me off at that point. But if I call the business office, which is a free number, the callback circuit won't. So you know what I can do here. Well, I do this a lot, too.
Hello?
Hello?
What's this busy signal I'm hearing?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm here, but so is this busy signal. I think I'll call again.
Okay, thank you.
Funny how that keeps happening. Every time I go to the South, it seems like...
What were you doing?
Me? Anyway, the next segment, well...
It's a little bit dull.
Right, it is. It's...
Don't listen.
But it's very organic. Wow, you can hear all sorts of stuff going on there. It's the same tone plant type as in Wilson, which we get to later. But while Wilson has a large local calling area for Carolina Telephone, Windsor, the next stop, doesn't. So we'll concentrate on what I call the organic things. For example, the fact that you can hear the telephone line while the phone is ringing, an unusual situation for independents, and the ring phases actually sound different one to another. So every time you dial a local call, you get a different kind of sound. That's next.
Long time ago. an underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven.
The creature in the sky in a hole. Now there's a hole in the sky, and the ground's not cold. And if the ground's not cold, everything is gonna burn. Well, I'll take turns, I'll get mine too.
This month.
Alberto Santiago. If man is five, if man is five, if man is five, then the devil is six, six,
then the devil is six.
Six. There's six. And if the devil is six, then God is seven. Then God is seven.
This monkey's gone to heaven. 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 This monkey's gone to heaven.
Thank you. the unions tried to combat it, but they couldn't even come close. The concentration of capital was so enormous that it wasn't even a battle. This picked up again in the 1970s. It was another upsurge with foundations trying to take over the educational institutions, so, you know, Olin professorships of free enterprise and glossy right-wing student magazines, very well-funded all over the place, and so on and so forth. It's had an effect. The effect has been to pretty much demolish civil society, to turn people into what is the ideal. You know, the ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created. Nobody wants those things. You create wants. People are stuck with their television set or, you know, their interactive, whatever it is. They're glued to this thing, and they're told what they want, and they have to want it. They don't have any connection with anyone else. You know, you don't see anybody else. You don't deal with anyone else. You're an atom of consumption. And you go to work at lower and lower wages for more and more hours and less benefits and security in a flexible labor market. That's the kind of utopia that they're looking for, and it's not very far from there. It's led to very strange effects in the country. I mean, the country is like a devastated peasant society. You know, you really have to go back to Europe and the Black Death, I think, 14th century, to find anything similar. People are scared, angry, hostile, hate everything, don't know what they hate, you know, don't have anybody else to talk to, just angry, desperate. There are cults all over the place at a scale that is unknown in any other society. I mean, the level of religious fundamentalism alone is probably the highest in the world. I'm almost certain higher than Iran, you know, and that's only one of them. You know, right now the militias happen to be on the front pages, but that's just a tiny fragment of it, and it's incidentally not the right. The left is the same, you know. It's across the board. It's just a dissolved society, very scary. The portent is ominous. You know, it's the kind of a situation, and it's a kind of a situation which is indeed reminiscent of Germany in the late 30s in a lot of ways, or Iran in the late 70s, you know. Very frightening, and it's much more frightening when it happens here.
Thank you. Portrait de 15 pouces.